Bastara did not seem at all put out. She actually smiled.
Ben, I can see why Ship was drawn to you. There's the making of a fine Sith in you. You know that?
Let us not devolve into insults, Ben said.
Vistara force-tossed her Muja fruit core at him, which he easily deflected.
He wanted to be angry, but he couldn't be.
This was where they were, plain and simple. He was frustrated, but unsurprised. And he found that it did not stand, and never had stood, in the way of his liking and caring about her. He still believed she was edging her way over to the light side. But she wasn't there. At least, not yet.
Well, now that you've had a chance to read about these, Ben said, dragging the subject back on track, where do you think Ship would be most likely to go?
It's hard to say. Perhaps Zyost?
Ben shook his head.
No, he said firmly. There was nothing for him on Zyost. That's why he wanted me to free him, so he could get away from it.
She looked at him, no doubt picking up on his discomfort.
Sure you're not saying that because you don't want to go back there?
The initial retort died on his lips. It was a fair question. He took a minute to think about it.
I'll be honest, he said finally. You're right. I don't want to go back there. I don't really want to go to any of these places. But my wants are irrelevant. If I thought Ship would take Abeloth there, I'd be the first to investigate. But think about it. If there was anyone there on Zyost who would be important enough to Ship or Abeloth, that being or those beings would have already freed Ship long before I got there.
She nodded.
Good point. Well, what about...
Korriban's our best bet,
came a female voice. They both looked up as Jaina strode in, and without preamble, set about making a meal for herself. It was still odd having Jaina aboard the Jade Shadow. After a transmission earlier, she had come to join them in person as well as spirit. It had been a while since Ben had been in such close proximity to his cousin for anything more than a family visit. He was glad to be working with her, but he knew that she, like his dad, was, well, to say highly skeptical of Vistara was putting it mildly. And yet she had made a point of including Vistara in all the conversations.
Why do you say that?
Vistara asked.
It's the home world,
Jaina said, pouring two cups of caff.
Most of these other places do have a history for the Sith, but Korriban's the history. It's logically the place we should visit first.
Vistara lit up like an exploding sun in the Force for just the briefest instant. Ben's heart sank.
We can send others out to explore some of the possible sites, but me, I'd like for us to go to Korriban,
Jaina continued, taking a sip from her cup. She acted as if she hadn't seen Vistara's reaction. Maybe she hadn't, thought Ben. He was more attuned to Vistara than either Jaina or Luke. He might have been the only one who noticed it.
I would like to accompany you when you explore it,
Vistara said. Jaina didn't bat an eye as she moved to leave with the steaming cups.
I think you should.
Ben was certain that he could literally hear his jaw drop.